And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 16th of December, 2010. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote, "For what do we live but to make sport for our neighbors and laugh at them in our turn?" The novelist Jane Austen, born in Steventon, England, 1775, grew up in a large family, six brothers, one sister. Her sister Cassandra, 3 years older, was her best friend. Neither of them ever married. Not a great deal is known about Jane Austen's life beyond the small details in her letters. There are only two drawings of Jane Austen. Her niece wrote of her, "Her face was rather round than long. She had a bright but not a pink color, a clear brown complexion, and very good hazel eyes. Her hair, a darkish brown, curled naturally. It was in short curls around her face. She always wore a cap." Jane Austen wrote her first novel, Eleanor and Marianne, sometime in the 1790s, an epistolary novel that many years later was published as Sense and Sensibility. But at first she put it aside. She wrote a second novel, First Impressions, which she completed at the age of 21, with the famous first line, "It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife." It was published years later under the title Pride and Prejudice. And then she wrote a third novel, Susan, which was eventually retitled Northanger Abbey. That was in 1803. For the next few years, Jane Austen was relatively unproductive. Her father left the ministry, moved the whole family to Bath. It was a difficult adjustment for her, leaving the house she'd lived in her whole life. A few years later, her father died, and Jane and Cassandra and their mother had no income because the property was passed down to the sons, and there was no work for women either. So finding a husband was really the only chance of financial stability. But Jane had only one marriage proposal years before from Harris Big Wither, who Jane had known since they were children. He was the brother of friends. Mr. Wither was a large man, not attractive, awkward. He stuttered. The two of them did not have much in common, nor did they know each other very well, but he needed a wife, she needed financial stability, and he lived just a few miles away, so she accepted. But that night, Jane Austen went to bed, she couldn't sleep, she got up in the morning, and she announced that she could not marry Mr. Wither. But then soon after Mr. Wither's proposal was rejected, Sense and Sensibility was published in 1811. It was a success, got good reviews, and it sold well. 2 years later, Pride and Prejudice did even better. Mansfield Park came out in 1814. And 3 years later, perhaps from Addison's disease or Hodgkin's lymphoma, Jane Austen died at the age of 41. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser. Walking Beside a Creek. Walking beside a creek in December, the black ice, windy with leaves, you can feel the great joy of the trees, their coats thrown open like drunken men, the lifeblood thudding in their tight, wet boots. Walking Beside a Creek by Ted Kooser from his collection Fighting at Night, published by the University of Pittsburgh Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets, details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.